Kiddushin Perak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Behema Gasa Niknes B'Mesira. A large animal can be kona with Mesira. There are different ways that you can do a kinyan. So the three that we're going to focus on right now, one of them is Mesira. Mesira is leading an animal, whether, like Mefarshim explained, with a leash or even by its own hair. That's Mesira. So Behema Gasa is kona by Mesira. Now, according to many Rishonim, Mesira, it's the least ideal way to be kona an animal. But nevertheless, a Behema Gasa, because of the size of the behema, and it's hard to acquire it, the other two ways that we're going to speak about, which are Meshicha, which is one higher level than Mesira, according to many. Meshicha is where you pull the animal towards you. And the best one is Hagbah, is lifting the animal. Now, obviously, a very large animal, it's almost impossible to lift, and it's also very hard to pull it towards you. But Mesira leading it, that's something that's the derech. And therefore, you can be kona that way. Obviously, if you can work it out that you can pick the animal up or you can do meshicha to the animal, that would work as well. V'hadaka b'hagbah. But a light animal, a little goat or something like that, little sheep, that's specifically the way to be kona that is hagbah, raising it. But not with meshicha, and all the more so not with mesira. Div Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, behem adaka niknes b'meshicha. The Rav explains that the Chum hold that a behemah daka, light animal, lav dafka, do you have to be konit with hagbah, with raising it, but even meshicha can be konit, because really, it's hard to pick up these animals, because when you try to pick them up, they claw their hooves, or whatever they have, their feet, into the ground. So you shouldn't be able to pick it up. So lav dafka, do you need to do hagbah? You can do meshicha, because meshicha seems that it was something that was also done with smaller animals too. But some other things the Meiri says, like little birds and ducks and things like that, that this type of little animal is always picked up, always is a derech to go up. Even the Chum agree, to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, that the kinyan is with hagbah. Now we should also note that the way that the kinyanim work, hagbah can be kona anywhere. Meshicha is specifically kinda in what's called a simta. It's like a side area off Rosh Hashanah that was designated that people should be able to do their things there in a temporary fashion. Or a chatzer that belongs to both the seller and the buyer. L'chayra chatzer of the buyer too. By meshicha, if you call it, that's where it's kona in these places. You have to have, the buyer has to have some type of ownership of this place. Or not ownership even, just has to have the ability to use this place for his own needs. But Mesira, when the animal is led to the buyer, that's kona, and that according to these shitas is the least chashuv way to be kona something. That's kona in Rosh Hasharabim or a chatzer that's not both the seller and the buyers. And the Rav says l'alacha that Meshicha is kona, whether it's a behema gasa or a behema daka. If Meshicha is kona, that means Meshicha and Hagbah, for both of them, for behema daka, because hagbah is always the better way to be kona. But it would come out, according to this, that mesira would not work by behema gasa or behema daka.